Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Sateches, as we continue in Perek Shtei Halachem. And again, the shiur this week are sponsored in memory of Walter Weiss by his son, Daniel Weiss. We thank you for the sponsorship. We are on Tzadik Zayin and Mabez. We're actually in the middle of a conversation. The Gemara is trying to figure out the pshat of a pasuk in Yechezkel, where the pasuk describes the dimensions of the Mizbeach and parts of the Mizbeach. So we try to say that all of those dimensions are the vertical dimensions going up, and that didn't work because if you do the math, and based on where the Kohen stands when he does the Olas Ha'of, and the Brisa that says that he's allowed to go at least an Amma under where he's standing, so those dimensions didn't work because then it would be under the Chutah Sikra. So we changed it to say maybe it means the dimensions horizontally, meaning how much indentation there is at each level when the Mizbeach goes in, at the Yesod, the base, at the Sovev, the middle area ledge that the Kohen stands on. So we tried to do that, and then we're in the middle of saying and getting stuck in that approach as well, because based on the Mishnah and the other sources, and then finally based on the pasuk in Yechezkel and Paragmam Gimel, the pasuk is exact, and we don't assume that the pasuk would be rounding off, unlike 40 and 39 in the Torah and 50 and 49, but at least here, when we're giving specific dimensions, it would be duck, it would be exact, therefore we're off by one, and we're in the middle of trying to modify that approach. So we will start with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the bottom. V'chitema. V'chitema. We're still in the middle of trying to figure this out. V'chitema. Ask the Gemara another possibility within this one. Shis minayu. The original, when the Gemara says, or when the Pasuk says, that the Mizbeach is a various number of amos across, and why when it says Ariel is shtemisri orach shtemisri rochav ravua, and then we ended up saying that's really 24 by 24 because it's from the middle, from the center, 12 is the radius. So maybe those amos originally weren't all the same number of type of ama. Originally, 6 of them were the 5 ama type. 6 of them were the 5 amma type, and the other ones were not. So then that would help us because then that we're an amma off in our calculations. But if 6 of them are the 5 amma type, of the time you indent from 6 ammos, so you have a tefach extra for each one, so that's an entire amma. That's extra. So that would solve the problem. That would make the dimensions correct. But the Gemara says then, imkein rav chala azara. The problem is that if you look at the azara, from east to west, what takes up space in the azara, then you're one amma extra. And you don't know what's supposed to happen in that amma. Why? Because it's not. The Mishnah says, in Maseches Midos, Kala Azara, Haisa Orech, Mea Vishmonim Visheva, Arocha Mea Ushlo Shivachamesh, is 187 by 135. That's the dimensions of the Azara. Mi Mizrach Lamaira, from east to west, Mea Ushmonim Visheva. So 187. From the doors of Nicanor, from Shar Nicanor, all the way to the west side of the Azara. That's 187 amos. And we go through. It's very organized. We go through each. How do you get 187? So, Malkam Dvi says, Ragli Yisrael HaChatzisrei Amma. The first, thank you. The first 11 amos on the east side, that's called Ezras Yisrael. That's where anybody could walk in, a Yisrael. Malkam Dvi says, Ragli Kohanim HaChatzisrei Amma. Then another 11 amos. That's called Ezras Kohanim. So you got 11, 11. That's 22. Then comes the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach Shloshe Vishnayim. The Mizbeach is 32. So 22 and 32 is 54. So far we're up to 54. And then after the Mizbeach, you have a little space before the Heichal starts. Beina Ulam Ala Mizbeach Esther B'Shtayim Amma. So that's 54 plus 22. Altogether, so it's 22 on the east side of the Mizbeach and 22 on the west side of the Mizbeach. So it's 54 and 22 is 76. And then HaHeichal Mea Amma. The Heichal itself is 100 Ammas. That's 176. As in Nasso, Baba Basra, and Tehillim, right? 176. Then, continuing, Achas Esrei Amma Achori Beis HaKaparis. Behind the Kodesh Kadashim is another 11 Amas. It says 187 altogether. That's perfect. So it works out to 187. So if you take off an Amma from the Mizbeach, then you're one Amma missing. What is that Amma used for? So the calculations are off. So because of this, we are stuck, and we cannot suggest what we have suggested, that the entire Pasuk in Yechezkel is talking about the horizontal dimensions. So again, first try was, it's all talking about the vertical dimensions. Second try is all talking about the horizontal dimensions. So let's try three. It's a conglomerate. It's conglomerate. Last line. Ella, third try, and this is what's going to succeed. What's the pshat of the pasuk in Yechezkel? How do we get onto this whole discussion, if you remember? How do we get to the whole discussion? Because we had a machlokes on the bottom, Vav and Aleph, on between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, what types of amos we used in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, and that's what we're talking about here, because we're talking about the dimensions of where the menorah was put, and the last line of our Mishnah is that when they took out the kanim on Erev Shabbos, they laid them lengthwise based on the length of the heichal. So based on that, we got into dimensions and positions of kelim because of that line of the kanim that we're laying lengthwise to the length of the heichal. But based on that, we're going to get into today, you know, where the menorah was, where the shulchan was. So that's what we got into this whole discussion. Ella, so now we're back to the third possibility. Ella cheka ama big gofa. The first phrase of the pasuk, the cheka ama, that's height. Ama rochav knisa. It's both talking about the yisod, but one is up and one is in. Right, that is the suggestion. I think it's right. So it's on the bottom of the second to last line of Rashi. Cheka ama begova osa ama shemin haritzpa v'ad hayesod ba'ama baschamech. Going up, right? It's an ama up of five. Right, all the ones of the pasuk are five. And then va'ama rochav knisa de sovev. I'm sorry, ba'ama baschamech av knisa de yesod ba'ama benoni. I'm sorry. So the first one, we're not changing that. The first one is talking about the yesod. That's up. That's vertical. The second one is also talking about the sovev, as we've always said, but that's horizontal. So therefore, you're only missing only one of the five tefach amas is across, and because it's less than an amma, that's what we said before, low duck if it's less than an amma. So that's why the measurements are going to work out. Amarocha, again, chek amma begova, amarocha v'krisa, gvulos vasa saviv, that's the chronos. The chronos are, hey amos, lo shna hachi v'lo shna hachi. And it doesn't matter if you want to say up or across by the chronos is the five tefach amma. It doesn't matter because that's not going to make a difference. Why? So we just verify that these dimensions are going to work. Mizbeach kamahave, according to this, what is the mizbeach? Chamishin v'tmanya. It works out to be 58. Why 58? Because one of the amos, right, even though we said before it's 60, it's 60 if all of them are six tefach amos. But we just said two of them are five tefach amos. That's why you take away two tefachim. Right? So that's why the height of the mizbeach is 58. Pagin the mizbeach amabi eser v'tisha. Halfway down, where's the chuta sikra? At 29. At the 29 tefach line. Mikronos vada sovev, but going for the kronos of the sovev, kamabi eser v'tlasa. How much is that? That's 23. Why? Why is that 23? Because the top three, right, up until the sovev is four. But what did we just say? The top three is six tefach amos, so that's 18, three times six. And then one more, the one down, is five. So you have one times five is five. 18 and five is 23. So down to the sovev is 23 tefachim. Halfway would be 27 tefachim. I'm sorry, 29 tefachim. So kama batzil apalgid the mizbeach. How far is it from the sovev to the middle of the mizbeach? Shisa. Six tefachim and v'tran, and that's the Mishnah we learned. Imasa lamata miragla filo amachas kshera. So everything works out according to the dimensions of the kasha that we asked in the previous two approaches. If he bends down, it's going to be too low. So according to this, it's not going to be too low because you have six tefachim to deal with under where he is standing. And dekanami, just one final proof dechsiv, because the pasuk says cheka ama va'ama rochav shmamina. The pasuk sounds like it switches what it's talking about. Because first it says chek ha'ama, and then it says va'ama rochav. Sounds like it's talking about two different things. It doesn't say chek ha'ama and rochav ama, which would make it sound it's talking about the same thing. So chek ha'ama and ama rochav, the fact that it's talking about two different things, we could say one is horizontal, one is vertical. Right? And that's the diyuk that you get from the language of the pasuk. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we know pshat and the pasuk in Yechezkel. Now we continue. By the way, hopefully there's a shear up from last night. It was given. Hopefully it's up. And that is related to the definition of Zman Grama, which had to do with the daf that we did 5 days ago on Daf Sada Gimel. So now we continue. V'kama ama beinonis. We've been talking about it, going back to Rameir and Abihuda. We're talking about ama beinonios. So what is a medium-sized ama? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shisha tvachim. Six tvachim. That's the medium-sized ama that they used bisman Moshe. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, afanana mitanina. I also learned it. Rabbi Meir Omer, hasholchan erko shteimasar barach bo shisha. The shulchan was 12 by 6. And we know in the Torah it was 1 by 2. So 12 by 6 must be 1 by 2. That shows that ama beinonis is 6 tvachim. That's how this works out to the Torah Shebechsav. Period. Michlal tahavya ama dinafisha mina. What, so is this to tell me? You're telling me this is a beinoni. So is there a bigger ama? Is there an ama with 7? So Gemara says, yeah, in, yes. V'hatanan. After all, the Mishnah says, in Meseches Kalim, shte amos hayibishushan abira. There were two amos in Shushan. You remember the last time we had the word Shushan abira in Meseches Menachos? It was on Purim. If you remember, unbelievable, Siyata Deshmaya, we had way back on Purim morning, we had the words in Rashi, of Shushan Habira. That was all the way back in the second parak, to look back where Shushan Habira appeared, but it was right here, Daf Yud Aleph. Daf Yud Aleph, it said Shushan Habira in the Psukim, that was Purim day. So this is the next time Shushan Habira appears in this Pesachta, here's in the Gemara, there it was in the Rashi, but here, Shushan Habira appears, from the Mishnah. So there were two amos. What does this have to do with Purim? So, shtei amos hayib shushan abir. Shushan abir was an office, was a room in the Beis HaMikdash that had a picture of Shushan Abira on the outside of it, as we'll see why soon in the Gemara. But in there, they had two amos. What do you mean two amos? Two measuring sticks that were each an amma long. Shtei amos. Achas al keren mizrachis tzvonis, v'achas al keren mizrachis tzromis. One was in the northeast corner, one was in the southeast corner. Shal keren mizrachis tzvonis, yetera al shal Moshe chatzi etzba. The one that was in the northeast corner was a drop longer than the one they used in the time of Moshe. And shal keren mizrachis deromis, haisi yetera alech chatzi etzba. And the one that was in the southeast corner was even longer than that a little bit, a half an etzba. Nimseis yetera al shal Moshe etzba. And therefore the second one was longer than Moshe's ama and etzba, right? Even longer, because each of them were a chatzi etzba longer than the previous one. And Rashi says that the ones at the time of Moshe was an ama ba sheish amo. So you see from here that there were ones that were longer. The ones that were longer, and therefore you know Moshe's was considered beinodios. Ask the Gemara, Balama Amru Achas Gadol Achas Ketana. So what do you need two longer than Moshe? Just use one longer than Moshe. If this is beinodios and you wanted to make it bigger, why don't you just use one longer than Moshe? Answer, Kidesha Yihu Haumanin Notzlin Biktana Umachzirin Bigdola. Problem is when, let's say, an Uman, a craftsman, accepted to do some work for the Beis HaMikdash, you always wanted him to be safe. And therefore, he would accept money for a smaller work, but he would do the job of a larger work. Meaning, he'd accept to do the small, it'll get paid for the Amos Ktanos, and he'll do the larger ones. Therefore, that's why you wanted to have two. One that was a half an etzba, and one was a whole etzba longer, so that they wouldn't impinge on the kedusha of Hakdish, Kedesha lo yavohu lidei me'ila. So that they don't come to me'ila, that's why they wanted to make a bigger one. So they don't come to me'ila, so they can always do more and get less. Vitarti lamali, one more line, so what do you need? Two more, just have one more. Just have one more, meaning they'll accept to do Moshe's and they'll get paid by the bigger one. Chad alakas v'vedava v'chad alabinyana. No, one is for silver and gold, people who accept to make silver and gold. And Rashi says, Kishe masid sarfei zov lasos tatla bas chamish o bas eser ba'ama shal Moshe osinosa. They used to use Moshe's. Why? Because to accept to do something so bigger, to quote the Lashon that we've had already at least twice in this Pesachta, hatara chasam amon shal Yisrael. Torah's Rechmanis, you don't have to go so crazy when it comes to the gold and the silver. When it comes to the binyan, okay. So the Torah will say, well, you have to do extra to cover yourself, shalo yavo ulidei me'ila. But when it comes to gold and silver, you know, just be careful. Just be careful. So one for gold and silver, and one for binyan. We discussed earlier, we even had it on the same Amud, how do you put this principle of a Torah Chasa together with Ein Anias b'makam Ashiris. Okay, period. Stop there for a minute. Top Tosas. Tosas says, don't take the Gemara's Lashon so literally. Shalo yavo lidei me'ila. Lav Dafka says Tosas. Why? Because Tosas goes a principle that came up, I think, one time earlier in this Pesach in Tosfos, which we'll see soon. The principle is that if I try to redeem Hektish, so I'm supposed to redeem Hektish b'shavyo, right? I'm supposed to do it for its value. But let's say I didn't. Let's say I was poda'it for less than a value. I took something that was 5,000 shekel of Hektish, and I redeemed it for 1 shekel. You know what? Mechulo. That's the principle. Hektish avamana shekel ashraapruta mechulo. And that's what we do bismanazeh. Right, bismanazeh, we'll get to it in a second, not for Hektish, but for other items. So that's the principle. So here, so why should they have to be worried? Why should they have to be worried? They're getting, it's as if their payment is for the work. What type of me'ilah are you talking about? Even if they rip off Hektish, so to speak, it's not going to be an Isra me'ilah, because it's mechulal. So Tosfos says, Ela shloha yorotam lehams bishal Hektish. They didn't want to. You're right, it wouldn't per se be me'ilah, but they wouldn't want to. That's the principle of Hektish, shavamana shechala shavapruta. So as I just alluded to, there is a machlokas rishonim. Does this principle by Hektish apply to other items? For example, Maaser Sheni and Ravai. Does it apply? So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, is not 100% clear about it. And at the end, he matters. And that's what we do. When we have our whole nusach of putting the Maaser Sheni Kedusha of any fruit that we have onto money, we don't use Shavio. If you have a lot of Maaser Sheni, you don't use a lot. You use a lot, just a little bit. Just a little bit, right? That's what Tosfos discusses in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. Halachas gedolos u'b'shiltos pasku to be meiser sheni u'bekerem ravai yochol lechalol shavamana al shavapruta. That's what Tosfos says, and that is what the Rambam says. May ikar hadin. The Rambam says, read it to you in Hilchos Meiser Sheni. Beis in Meiser Sheni. Midas chasidus. It's a pious mida. Shepodin Meiser Sheni bizmana zeh b'shavyo. Says the Rambam that bizman hazeh, there's a midas chasidus to be poda it b'shavyo. V'horu ha-ga'onim, she'im ratza lifto shavemana b'pruta, l'chatchila bizman hazeh poda. Bizman hazeh, you can do it. What are you doing with it anyway? You're going to throw it out. You're going to throw it to Yama Melach. So you get it just about tashchis. So the Gaonim Paskin, they beat the Chassidus not too, but the Gaonim Paskin, if you want to be poded on a Shavet Pruta, podeh. And then the Rambam adds, lo yehezeh, chomer min a hektish. This shouldn't be chomer from hektish. And if by hektish this is what you could do, even bizman abayis, so too bizman hazeh for Meister Sheni and for Ravai, the Rambam says that in Mikra did its butter. Umash lecha pruta liyam hagadol. And throw the pruta into the Yamagadol. That's what the Rambam is in base. So that's what the Rambam possibly like to be showing him, that one could use this principle even for other items. There is, if you remember, there is a Tosfos back on Daf Ayin Aleph Amabes, which we had earlier. Tosfos says there that this heter might only apply, this is a big chiddush, other Rishonim don't say this, this heter might only apply to the Bailam. To the Bailam. To have anybody else redeem something, let's say I'm makdash something to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm makdash a very, very fancy something. And then my friend's going to go and be poded for a penny. Is that right? So Tosfos says you don't want that to happen. So Tosfos says the whole heter of allowing this on a pruta is only the Bailam. Tosfos says that on Ein Aleph of a Beis. Inami dafka Bailam udiachal lipto shavimon al shavapruta. Dein svara sheyuchal kolecha liptos hektash chaveru shavimon al shavapruta vikachet al atzmo. Doesn't make sense. You need a guard. So therefore, Tosfos says that would be only the Bailam. And we had Lundus. What would the Lundus be? Maybe it's still considered biyado of the Bailam. Maybe because the Bailam could be shoal on the Hektish. Somehow, you know, I mean, Tosfos' formulation is kind of like a knas. We're not going to allow others because it's just the society wouldn't be able to function like that. But if you say it's on a Daraisa level, so maybe it's because of something like biyadcha. One final point relating to this discussion, there's an important chiddush of the Netziv. Important chiddush of the Netziv in the She'iltos, in She'ilta Kuf, where the She'iltos talks about Kerem Ravai. The She'iltos ask three questions on the She'iltos Hashita. The She'iltos says that Ravai bizman hazeh, you can be mechal on a Shavar Pruta. Right, like the Rambam, what we just saw in the Rambam, like we just saw in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah. Ravai bizman hazeh, you can be mechal on a Shavar Pruta. Three questions asked the Netziv. The Nesiv does not mention the bracha that you say b'shas pidyon when he mentions this halacha. Why doesn't he mention the bracha? Number one. Number two, why does he say lo hizkir shalachachilo yesh lo hosaf chomesh? Usually, you have to add on a chomesh when you're poda, even for the bialim. So where's the chomesh? You have to add on 25%. And number three, after bechol tar kula kaimel on shava kesef kekesef, bikomako bepidyon meiser sheni bepidyon etzer avai beinin davka kesef sheish lav tzura. He's a shava pruta. He should say pruta. Right? His meiser sheni is a special din that you need kesef sheish lav tzura. Three questions that the Desiv asks on the Sheiltos. Where's the bracha? Why doesn't he mention adding on a chomesh? And why doesn't he mention kesef sheish lav tzura? So it says that it's siv there. Based on other sources as well, there are two aspects of Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Two aspects. And I'll read it from Yeruv Shechter, and Gidas Ego summarizes the Netziv beautifully. The Kazam Azan Netziv. The base, and there are two psukim. There are two psukim even quoted. There's an aspect of mitzvah, Pidyon Shal Mitzvah, and there's an aspect of Pidyon Shal Matir. Matir and mitzvah. Says the Netziv, Bizman Hazeh, you don't have the mitzvah element. Because you're not going to Yerushalayim anyway and taking it. So all you want to get accomplished, Bizman Hazeh, is the Matir element. The Matir element doesn't need a Chomesh. The Matir element doesn't get a Bracha. The Matir element doesn't need Kesef Sheish Lav Tzura. That's why this is a different type of Pidyon Meiser Sheni than you have Bizman HaMikdash. It's just Pidyon Shel Matir and not Pidyon Shel Mitzvah, and therefore one doesn't need all of these extra requirements. And that's why, if you're talking about also even in Chutz La'aretz, there's Ravai Chutz La'aretz, which they talk about there, that might have the Matir element, not the Mitzvah element, but that's Pidyon Meiser Sheni. The larger piece in the Ginas Egos of Rav Shechter there is talking about many mitzvahs where you have this concept of mitzvah versus matir. You have it by chalitza, if a woman has no interest in getting remarried, then she still have to do chalitza. You have it by shchita. You have it by hafrashas truma, which we had a shir on. Right, this is all discussions of mitzvah and matir. We had it a little bit in the mitzvah shir yesterday. Of checking bedikas simanim of kosher and non-kosher animals, that also might be a type of matir. Okay, let us continue now. Tanan Hasam. Is that where we are? Tanan Hasam, fourth wide line. Shara Mizrach, Allah of Shushan Abira Tzura, on the eastern gate, there was a Tzura of Shushan Abira. My time, Rav Chisa, Rav Yisab, Rav Dimi. Chad Amar, Kidei Sheyedu Meheichan Ba'u. One is so that they remember where they came from. Where they came from. Rashi says, so that they remember the melech that gave them the rishus to come back. That's what Rashi says. Meheichan Ba'u. V'yitnu hoda'a l'malchus shehotziu misham. The Marsha says, no, forget the melech. It's to remember your previous lowly status. Like Maschil Bignusu Messiah Bishvach. To remember always on the top of Al Rosib Chasi, to remember the lowliness. That is Shayidim Hechan Bo. The Chad Al Mark, they should say Amos Malchus Aleim. So you always realize that you're not totally in control. There is Amos Malchus. Amar Abyana, I la Olam de Amos Malchus Alecho. Amos Malchus shall always be upon you. Shinemar, Viyardu Chalavadecha Ela Eli. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, all of your servants are going to come down. Vishtachavu Lemar, and bow down to me. He doesn't say, you're going to bow down to me, even though he was going to. Viyilu Lididei Lo Kamerle. Moshe didn't want to insult Paro by saying that, Paro, you yourself are going to bow down to me. So that's the source that always, Amos Malchus Alecha, should always treat the Melech in a certain way. That's the first. That's Rabbi Yanai. Number two, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha. Shenema, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you don't learn it from Paro, you learn it from a Jewish king. A terrible Jewish king. The Yad Hashem Ha'isel Eliyahu. Vayishanes Masnav. The Yad Hashem was with Eliyahu, and he girded his loins. Vayoris Lefnei Achav Adboach Yisraela. Achav was one of the Rishayim, and Eliyahu ran in front of him. Until he got to Israel. So therefore you see from there, these two psukim, that there's got to be Amos Malchus, even in situations where you don't think it is deserved. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Fascinating discussion. The Tzitz Eliezer. How many Tzitz Eliezers do we get in Maseches Menachos? Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Tes Simin Nun, 1950. He discusses the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Tes says Shimon that Yanai Hamelech once came to testify. This whole discussion why they eventually said that kings don't come testify because it led to a terrible consequence. But Shimon ben Shetach told him in the proceedings, stand up and give testimony. Stand up. He told the king to stand up. Yanai, who's one of the kings from the Chashmonaim, Bizban Bayisheni. Tosas there asks, what do you mean? Right? Don't we say that a king, Amos Malchus Alechas, what are you making him stand up for? So, says the Urim Vitumim, there on the Gemara in Simin Yud Zayin, says the Vitumim, Yonasan Ibishitz, maybe the difference is because there, he was terrible. That's his answer. That's what the Rav Yonasan Ibishitz suggested the Urim Vitumim. Ask the Achronim, it's Eliezer, what about our Gemara, Paro, Achav, Amos Malchus? So how do you put together Sanhedrin Yutes with Menachas Sadekhes? That's the Stira. So ask the Tzitz Eliezer says, maybe the difference is the Hitchashavti Liyashiv Divrei Urim Vitumim. He says, maybe Achav was different. Why? Because that was right at the moment of Hashem Hu Elokim. But the Nevi'e Habal, maybe at that moment, even doesn't say that Achav didn't take part in screaming Hashem Hu Elokim. Maybe he had a Hirur Tshuva at that moment. And because he had that Hirur Tshuva, Shabosa Shaya Achav Bebchinas Bal Tshuva, Shay Masa Elio, Kol Nevi'e Habal, Lasos Bemkir Sono. At that moment, he let Elio do whatever he wanted to the Nevi'e Habal. Volo Od, El Demistaver Adavar, Shagam Achav, Ana Oz Yachad, Im Ha'am, Sha'amdu B'maimara Nifla Hashem Hu Elokim. And that's why Eliyahu ran in front of him. Right? Like the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Tes, right? If somebody says, I'm an Asha, I need Tzaddik, even the biggest Rasha, Shemir Hirur Tshuva B'yamav, he's still Mekudeshes. And that's the Tzitz Eliezer that he says, Asyata, I found, is the Ralbag. The Ralbag there talks about, in one of the Eliyos, Ralbag is fascinating. At the end of every section of Navi, if you open up in Gros Gadolos, the Ralbag says, these are the 26 messages that we learn from this story. Is like the Abarbanel. Abarbanel does it before and he asks the 26 questions. But the Ralbag, at the end of a story that you read, he's like, these are the 26 Musar Haskels that you get from the previous story. And he goes through Toelas Achad, he calls them Toalios. Toelas Achad, Toelas Beis, Toelas Gimel. So here, the Tzitz Eliezer says, if you look in Toelas Chaf Aleph, over there, he says, the message that you learn is that Achav was a Maimon for that moment. So he says, he gets it from Arisha. He finds what he says in Arisha. That is number one, Tzitz Eliezer. But if you look in the Chassam Sofer also was very strong in terms of viewing the, taking care of the Malchus and making sure that the Malchus, you give proper kavod. It's a fascinating tshuva. Look it up today if you never read it. Choshen Mishpat, which is the last chelik of the Chassam Sofer, Simin Kuf Tzadik, 190. The tshuva was the Tsar. I guess it was the Tsar. It was some type of Caesar. The Tsar was coming to a shul, you know, to visit. So the question was, they said to the Chassam Sofer, obviously the whole town has to go to the shul and show him respect and kavod, but the Tsar always has musical accompaniment when he comes. So are all the men and women allowed to sing? What about Kalisha? That's his Shaila. When the Tsar comes. So the first half of the tshuva, he goes through how you're mechuyev to give kavod to the Tsar, and the Tsar is amazing, and he allows us to have shuls. The whole mechuyev on mechuyevim on anachnu adatz Yisrael lechos b'mitzvah rabak dola zos. Mitzvahs kavod melech b'yeser seiz v'yeser os. Al kol ha'amim, asher hi mitzvahs kololos sichlios v'nimosios linho kavod ha'melech. I'm sure there were censors. Asher b'mishpah yamet aretz, nosav aleinu mitzvah shimiyos, b'torah sidra kadosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivas Moshe Rabbeinu, al parah melech Mitzrayim, ve'elio anavi ras lefnei Achav, v'afilu achi chayev, surely our king, Caesar, who is so wonderful and amazing, v'im zeba melechem rishoyim aritzim, ma nasa yekar gedolo lekesar chasid, asher anachnu v'haibi rebobas b'Yisrael, chayim b'tzilo, v'hu lohem lemaginu machse u'master, nosin lohem yad. He waxes poetic here about the Caesar. Mizeho ishesho yachav eda mitzvah gadola azos b'chulu. And then he goes into, fascinating, he turns everything on his head. He says, and the Tsar obviously is so nice, he wants us to have our religion. And therefore, if we have Kalisha, that would be a bizoyan to the Tsar. Because the Tsar obviously wants us to show him authentic Judaism. And if you have Kalisha in the shul, that'll be against what he wants. So therefore, obviously, you're not allowed to violate one halacha, one iota. And it's the shame covered of the Tsar. That's what he says. He goes through this whole discussion. He goes through a Kalisha a little bit. But anyway, that's the Simit Kuf Tzadik, an amazing tshuva. But there he says, clearly against the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, even against big Rishoyim, you need the covet. Kal v'chomer. He doesn't say what he does with that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Whew! Okay. Valeh l'trufa. Gotta get excited. Valeh l'trufa, two dots. So, its leaves are l'trufa. What does that mean? That's referring to the pasuk in Yechezkel. What is this doing here? We just had a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chisda. So we're just going to have another one right now. I'm sorry, Rav Chisda and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So we're going to quote another one. This is about a pasuk in Navi, which talks about a spring that's going to sprout forth from the Kodesh Kodashim when Mashiach comes, and there are going to be trees on the side of it with special healing power. Va'alehu l'trufa. Its leaves will give us trufa. We had this once or twice before in Shas. We discussed this. Maybe in Erevin one place, Sanhedrin. Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Chad Amar Lahatir Pesha Lamala. One says that if these leaves are going to be able to heal mutes, Pesha Lamala. People who can't talk, they'll be able to talk. The Chad Amar Lahatir Pesha Lamala. It's up to the opposite. No, if women who can't have babies, this will allow them to open up the mouth from below, which means the uterus, they'll be able to have babies. It's Mar, Chizki Amar, he says it beferish. Chizki Amar lahatir peh ilmin, bar kapar Amar lahatir peh akaros. Fine. Period. Tanur Rabbanan. Back to Maseches Menachos. Ilu Ne'amar. So now we're going to have 15 lines about darshaning a pasuk by the Shulchan. Ilu Ne'amar. The pasuk says, take flour, make 12 challahs, put them in two rows. That's what the pasuk says. What if you were missing any of those phrases? And it also says two in each. Sorry. It says 12, 2, and 6. 12 challahs, 2 rows, 6 in each. So what do you need each of those phrases for? If it wouldn't have said sheish, lo namar sheish, ha'isi omar, I would have thought, who says that you need to have, who says that it has to be equal? Ha'isi omar, achash alarba, achash ashmona. I would have thought 1 of 4 and 1 of 8. That's why it has to say shesh. It has to be 6 and 6. V'ilu nemer shtayim ma'aracho shesh ma'arachas, it would have said 2 and 6. V'lo nemer shtayim esrei, and it wouldn't have said 12. Ha'isi omer shalosh shal shesh shesh. I would have thought, really there should be 18. Because I would have thought shtayim ma'arachos is 2 rows of 6, and shesh ma'arachas is 1/3 row of 6. So I would have thought it's 18. L'kach nemer shtayim esrei, that's why it has to say 12. V'ilu nemer shtayim esrei chalos ma'arachos, and if it would have said 12 and 6. Velonamar shtayim, vashesh, and if it would have just said 12, it wouldn't have said these others. Ha'isi omer shlosha shel arba arba. I would have thought you could have 3 of 12. 3 of 4 each, which is 12 altogether. Lakachnamar shtayim, vashesh. That's why you always have to have 2 and 6. So that's why you need all these phrases. Ha, achelo, yomer, gimel, grob, gros, halalu, velolamanu. Without any of these three phrases, you wouldn't have known exactly how to do it. So, okay, so what do? No sage, shtayim, arachos, shal, sheshes, you put 2 of 6 column, 6 in each one. Vim nosan, achas, shal, arba, vachas, shal, shmona, lo yatsa. 4 and 8, you're not yotse. Shtayim, shal, sheva, sheva. What if you did an extra one in each column? You did 2 of 7, did 14. Rebbe Omer, ronas al yonaki luena. Rebbe says, okay, forget the top one, and it's all fine. The extra one, just, it's as if it's extra, and it's not there. Don't you need to put, though, the cups of frankincense, the bazich and al, on the columns? So, somebody, one of them, said to the other one, no, Rebbe Lataymi, we have this already. No, Rebbe says, according to his reasoning, da'amar al basamach. Al doesn't mean on, al means next to. Titania Rebbe Omer Vanasata Alama Rachas Lavonaza Ka Al Basamach Al means next to. Ata Omer Al Basamach Oeno Ella Al Mamish Kishu Omer Visako Sa Al Haaron Esa Paroches. When it says the Paroches is on the Aron, obviously it's not. The Kapores is on the Aron, but the Paroches is the curtain. That's next to the Aron. Have the Omer Al Basamach. So that's how Al means Basamach. Okay. Two dots. Call a Kalim Shabbat Migdash Vachulu. Tanur Rabbanan. Call Hakelim Shebe Migdash Ark on the Arko Shal Bayis. All the Kalim that was set up in the Migdash, length their long length side was set up to the long length side of the Migdash. Chutz Me Aron She Arko L'Rachbo Shal Bayis. Except for the Aron was the other way. The Aron was width to length of the in the Kodesh Kadashim. The Kachaya Munach, and that's how it was placed. The Kachaya Badav Munach, and that's how his Badim were put in. My comment, what does this last phrase mean? That's how it was placed. That's how his badim was placed. The badim were the opposite. The badim were on the width side, meaning there was more space. It was the bigger distance was between the badim. Right. Let's say it was this way. Right. Let's say the Gemara. Take the Gemara. This is the length. This is the width. So the badim were over here. Badim were on the sides of the Gemara with a longer space in between. So what is the Gemara? What does this brisa mean? So, hachikama, this is what it means. Kach hayamunach. This is how it was placed. Midabadav kach hayamunachin. Since the badim needed to be east-west, so the aron had to be north-south. Right, the length of the aron had to be north-south, because the badim had to face east-west, which we'll see why right now. Ubadim inolan, how do you know why the badim have to be east-west, which would mean that the length had to be north-south? The Tanya, vaya arichu habadim. The badim were lengthened. We'll see what that means in a minute. They were lengthened so that they were sticking out a little bit. Because you might think they were lengthened, but the badim sitting in the Kodesh Kodashim did not touch the curtain. The parochas, tabalomar, vayera'u. They were seen. You were able to see the badim on the outside of the Kodesh Kodashim. So did they stick totally out? And they were totally under and out of the parochas? Tamal Omar, lo yeirau achutza. No, it also says that they weren't seen from the outside. So, ha-kesad. So what is it? What was it? Dochakin u-boltin ba-parochas. They were sticking and indenting the parochas. V'domin k'mishnei dadi isha. Right? It was like two dadim of an isha, just like a woman's breasts give sustenance to the child. So to the aron in the Torah gives sustenance to Klal Yisrael. Right, and that's what the illustration is. Shene Amar Tsrar Hamar Dodi Li Bein Shadayolin, right? Pasuk in Shir Shirim that compares it to Shadayim. Right, the Magalias Hashas, a Tamar Chacham, the symbol of Torah. It's supposed to be Tsanua, but his presence is always supposed to be felt, like those Badim that they're always there. You can see them there, but they keep a low profile. Keep a low profile. Mechusa about Rishumo Nikar. 2 points on this line. Number one, Rashi says on the bottom, Rashi says, we're talking about Badim, and we're talking about a Paroches. Badim, that means Bayis Rishon. There was no Aron and Bayis Sheni. But Bayis Rishon had the Amitraxin in between, right in front of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Amitraxin was the big wall. Bayis Rishon was much shorter than Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni was much taller, and therefore you couldn't have a very thin wall separating the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodashim, because it would have been too tall, it would have been fallen over. That's why you had a Parochas in Bayis Sheni. But in Bayis Rishon, you had the Amitraxin and a Parochas. So that's Rashi Sa'ara. That really the Parochas was not needed in Bayis Rishon. It was just Letznias Ba'alma, 4 lines from the bottom. Below Mishim Mechitza, the Amitraxin of Mikdash Rishon. You can't have it in Bayis Mikdash Sheni because there was no Aron then. So Mimanashach, right? Aron Babadim usually means Bayis Rishon. Parochas usually means Bayis Sheni. It must be there was a Parochas, even in Bayis Rishon, because Letznias Ba'alma, but not because you needed the Mechitza. The Parochas discussed in the Torah, that's the Mishkan. That's the Mishkan. Here we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash did not need it, but he says it must have been there, Letznias Ba'alma. Number one. Number two.
How is it Dochen
Ubaltin? Oh, so how is it Dochen Ubaltin? Right, I guess because it was had a door. The doorway there. The wall was on the north and the south side. Let's just do 4 more lines, then we'll come back to the Tosfos. Ominalan de badav lepusya de aron havayasvi. How do you know that the badim were to the width of the aron? Dilma la archa de aron havayasvi. So why did we just say what we said before? If the badim are east-west, then the aron has to be north-south lengthwise. Why? How do you know that? I'm Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Tre Gavri ba'amsa upalga lo mistagi lehu. Because the people who carried the aron had to be on the inside of the badim. And if they had to be on the inside of the badim, you had to leave enough room when they carried it for 2 people to be on the inside in front, the 2 people to be on the inside in the back. And if you have it width-wise in between, there's not enough room. 1.5 amas, people can't stand it. And how do you know 4 people needed to carry the aron? That's how you know 4 and 4, 2 and 2, which is 4 altogether, learned out from those 2 psukim. Period. Stop there for a minute. Top Tosfos says, right, they were sticking out like the Dada Isha, says Tosfos. Masa Nesaya. It was a nace. The Aron be'emsa Kodesh Kodashim haya, because the Aron was in the middle of the Kodesh Kodashim. Amos. If it was in the middle, there were 10 amos on each side. And the Aron didn't take up any space anyway. Alpines. So it must be alpines via arichu habadim. That was a nace. It was a nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in order that we see the Da'adim. Tosis ends off l'chibasan shel Yisrael. To show that Hashem loves us and that He sustains us. That's Tosis. The Minchas Chinuch points out, I mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of weeks ago, in Mitzvah Tzadikei, that there's a three-way machlokas Rishonim. Where exactly was the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim? Where was it? So Tosfos here says Beferish, it was in the middle. So the middle. The Rambam says it was on the west side of the Aron. Which means it was an even bigger nes. It was on the west side of the Kodesh Kodashim. After all, Shechina B'mayrif. So he says the Evan Shasiyah was more to the west of the Kodesh Kadashim, and the Aron was more on top of it. Other Rishonim, the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah quoted in Tosfos in Meseches Baba Basra says it was on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. It was on the east side of the Kodesh Kadashim. Amazing machlokas. Where was the Aron? Towards the east, in the middle, towards the west. Why should it be on the east side? What's the svar for that one? It says in Menchas Chinuch, because L'chora, you'd want it there because sometimes you have to go in there to fix things. You don't have to want to go in more than you need to. That's why the Ritzvah says what he says. The Rambam says what he says because Shechina B'mayrov. And Tosfos must say what he says here because, orderly, exactly in the middle, like other things we put in the middle. Symmetry is the word I'm looking for. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara. He gathers all of the sources in Os Yud Gimel. Mitzvah Tzadikei, Os Yud Gimel. He talks about the three-way machlokas we're showing him. Where exactly was the Ara? Okay. Tanu Rabbanon says the Braisa Asara Shulchanos Asar Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Shulchans. Shneamar Vaya Shulchanos Asara Vayanach Behechal. Chamisha B'yemina V'chamisha B'smol. 5 to the right and 5 to the left. What does that mean? If you tell me, it means when you walk into the Heichal, meaning from the east, 5 to the right and 5 to the left, that can't be why. Then you're going to tell me that some will be to the left of the door, which means in the south. The Shulchan's got to be on the north. Ella, no. It means, what does it mean, right and left? Ella shel Moshe be'emsa. Chamisha b'yeminu v'chamisha b'smalo. They're all on the north side of the Heichal. They're all lined up against the wall. Moshe's in the middle. The original Shulchan was in the middle. Tanu Rabbanan. Eser menorahs asa Shlomo. Shlomo made 10 menorahs. Shneemar v'yasas ha-menorahs hazov eser k'mishpat v'yitein b'heichal chamisha b'yemin v'chamisha b'smol. Same discussion. V'yem tomar chamisha b'yemin ha-pesach chamisha b'smol ha-pesach im ki matzidu menorah b'tzafon. It'll come out the menorahs in the Tzafon v'atar amar. That can't be. V'esa menorah nochach ha-shulchan. It's got to be opposite on the south. Ella shel Moshe be'emsa, chamisha mimina v'chamisha mismala. Right, it means, so in the Bayis Rishon, there were 11 shulchans on the north side of the Heichal, and 11 menorahs on the south side of the Heichal. Let's continue for a minute. Tani chada, mechati bayis v'lefnim ha'imunachin, v'tani chada mishlusha bayis v'lefnim ha'imunachin. One Braisa says, it was only on the inner half of the Heichal, and some say it was on the inner third of the Heichal. V'lokasha amar kachashev beis kachay ha-kadashim b'had the Heichal, v'ar lo kachashev beis kachay ha-kadashim b'had the Heichal. Depends if you include the Kodesh Kadashim in the measurements. Yeah?
They're all used.
Oh, so says Reb Chaim, he assumes that only one was used. Moshe's was used, and the rest were just, they had a shame shulchan or a shame menorah, but just legabe being part of the bias. But not for Avoda. It was part of Asli Mikdash. It must be that Shlomo HaMelech had a nevuah that he was supposed to make these extra ones, or else it would have been in Nisra Bal Tosef. It must be he had a nevuah that he had to make these extra ones, but they were not used. The Meshachach by the beginning of Tetzaveh suggests that because the Mikdash was larger dimensions than the Mishkan, he does all the math. It's unbelievable. So based on the ratio, the Heichal was 10 larger or 11, so therefore that's why he assumed that you needed more based on the ratio of the Heichal. Maybe we'll start with a Mikdash David tomorrow, more about how he was Mosef. Let's just do a little bit more. Tanu Rabbanan. So now, they were all up on the north side or on the south side. But were they placed vertically or horizontally up there? So, Machlokas. Rebbe says, east-west, Hayimunachin. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Tzafon, Vadarim. They were north-south. They were all on the north side, all the Shulchans, but they were north-south. Rebbe, my time, at the Rebbe, Gavar Miminorah. Why does Rebbe say that all the Shulchans were east-west? You learn it from the menorah. Ma menorah mizbach u'mayrev. Avhani nami mizrach u'mayrev. U'menorah guvi minolan. How do you know the menorah was mizrach u'mayrev? By the way, you see the picture in Rashi? If this is really a Rashi picture, so that's why they quoted as a machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether the menorah was rounded branches, which is the picture here, or pointy, straight branches, which is what the picture is in the Rambam. So if the pictures are accurate, that's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether it was circular or pointy. It could be that both are kosher. Could be that both are kosher, but could be a machlokas. Viter, so the Gemara says, how do you know menorah was east-west? Midachsib, Ner Ma'aravi. Because it says about the Ner Ma'aravi, Yaruch, Oso Aron, V'chulu, Lifnei Hashem. Aaron will fix the Ner Ma'aravi in front of Hashem. Michlal, Tekulu, Lavavei Hashem. It must be one of them is Lifnei Hashem. If one of the candles is called Lifnei Hashem, it must be that it is east-west. One of them is the most west, which would be called Lifnei Hashem. And if the menorah is set up in a north-south way, they're all equal. So that's why Rebbe says it's got to be, it's like the menorah and the menorah is east-west. For Blazer Reb Shimon, my taima, why does Blazer Reb Shimon say the Shulchan is north-south? Gamar Mei Aron. He learns from the Aron. Ma Aron, Savan Vidaron. Afani Nami, Savan Vidaron, north-south. For Rebbe Nami, Ligmar Mei Aron. Why doesn't Rebbe learn from the Aron? Dan in Chusmi Chusvein, Dan in Chusmi Pnim. You keep the two outside kalim together, Shulchan and Menorah, and don't compare it to the Aron, which is in the Kodesh Kadashim. Reb Lazer, Reb Shimon, Ligmar Menorah. Why doesn't he learn it from the Menorah? Amar Lacha, Menorah Gufet, Safan Vidaron, Havi Mancha. Reb Lazer, Reb Shimon says, I argue. I think the Menorah was Safan Vidaron. So all three, the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Aron, were all north-south sitting. Elohaksiv Yarochos Aron Uvanav. Doesn't it say that one of them was Lifnei Hashem? Dimitzadeh Luhu Atzdudeh. What does that mean? All the wicks. It was north-south. The three upper wicks faced down, faced out. The three lower wicks faced north. The middle one faced west. So the Lifnei Hashem was the wick. The flame of the middle one was west. That's the Lifnei Hashem. Detanya, detanya. El bol pneim menorah. Ya iru shavat aneiros. Malamei shayim etzadet pneim klabiner emsa'i. The north and the south ones were facing the middle one, and the middle one was facing west. Amar Rebbe Nasan, or Amar Rebbe Yochanan, mikan she'emsa'i meshubach. You see from here, the middle is always the best. Is always the one that's praiseworthy. And therefore, that's how you know it from the middle near. What is this talking about? Emsa'i meshubach? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says it means that if you have a Monday Thursday laning, the Levi should get four psukim. He's the emsoi, or the shady should get four psukim. At least we know you need at least ten psukim. 3, 4, 3. That's his shita. We might not paskin this way, but that's the Rashi's view of what Rabbi Nassan means. Emsoi meshubach. Tosas says no. It just means if we know the Gemara says elsewhere that if a great person travels, he should always take two people with him. So just in case one of them has to go to the bathroom, he's not left alone. But the great person should be in the middle. Emsoi meshubach. Right, that's machlokas. Rashi Tosas is exactly what is being referred to here. There's a problem with the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says it sounds like from this Gemara that the Shulchan and Menorah are always put together. The Rambam paskin that the Shulchan is length to the length of the mizbeach. And the menorah is north-south. That's a problem with the Shitas HaRambam that the Lecha Mishnah points out. One final source, and then we will best of all start with the Mikdash Shavuot tomorrow. I just have to remember to bring it. The Trumas HaDeshen, quoted in the Beis Yosef, Trumas HaDeshen, Simin's Kuv Dalet, says, how do you place the menorah in Shul on Hanukkah? How do you place the Chanukiah? North-south or east-west? You place it on the south side of the Shul, because like in the Beis HaMikdash. So how do you put it, though? How do you station it? So, says the Trumas HaDeshen, whatever you say about this machlokas, whatever you say was done in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what should be done in Shul. That's what the Trumas HaDeshen says in Simen Kuf Dalin. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this also in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, that you should, when you put it in Shul, you should put it, Umadlik and Rabshu Sumenisa, Madlika Manicha Bakosel Darom, Umisadran mi Mizrach lamayrav, east west, Trumas HaDeshen, Simen Kuf Dalet. Because that's what we hold, says the Trumas HaDeshen, about the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah, and the Mavlik stands behind. The Mavlik should stand on the south side of the menorah. Got to get between the wall and the menorah. Right, which is not everybody does that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that based on the Chasam Sofer, Upanav Litzafon, Umaskal mi Yamino, because that's what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so all learned out based on this Gemara. We'll stop here, and we will continue. But again, we'll have to talk tomorrow more about how he made so many menorahs and so many shulchans. Okay, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Daniel Weiss, in memory of Walter Weiss, his father, whose yahrzeit was this week.